A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
And good morning, everybody. I'm so excited. Wow. I have had so much coffee already.
Clearly.
I am twitching. My eyes are crackling.
How many cups have you had? Oh, let me guess. You lost count.
I lost count at four.
Holy smokes.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And I'm guessing you needed all that coffee because it has been a relatively cold week this week.
It has been very cold, actually.
Temperature dropped. And
I'm a wuss.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. You need scarves and bundled up. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Thermal long underwear.
Well, just be thankful because I talked to my parents up north and they got boatloads of snow.
Boatloads of snow?
Yeah, the weathermen were...
Boatloads?
Yes, literally boatloads. The boats came in and dumped all the snow.
How much snow did they get?
It depended on where you were, but they started out the week with a few inches, you know, six or so. And by the end of the week, the weatherman was saying, the big one is coming.
The big one already.
Yeah. And so I don't know how much they actually ended up with overall. You know, the first batch melted, but they were looking at a lot of snow, at least.
That's not what you want beginning of November. Maybe up north they're used to it, though.
They're used to it.
But it doesn't matter whether I'm ready, whether I want
it. It's coming.
It's coming. And all of us are going to have to deal with it eventually. And so today, I'm pretty excited to highlight some of yours and my favorite snow gear, you know, some must-have tools that you need to get right now, along with the other thing that we're going to talk about that's going to be very fun is a great contest where you could win, not you, but the listeners.
Bummer!
I know, too bad. But one listener will win a great package of tools of some of the things that we're going to talk about. It's going to be very cool, so you're going to want to hang around to that last segment.
Also, if you have an old house or sometimes if you buy used furniture, you might encounter oil-based paint. When that happens, lots of questions arise. You know, we're going to dig into some of those, the most common ones, at least, that we get at Repco Light a little bit later.
Cool. And coming up soon, we hope that you've all finished that very first set of fall projects that we gave you a couple weeks ago to do. You know, we gave you a long list of to-dos.
Sales rep, Dirk. I hope you finished your list.
Yeah, Dirk DeYoung, our sales rep for the wood finishes, as of last week or so, hadn't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, he said, I got to get on that this weekend.
Hopefully you've got that one done because we've got part two coming up for you later today.
But before we get to that, Thanksgiving is very quickly approaching. We're about, a week and a half out now.
Yep.
And there are a couple of things that happen in the paint and decorating world right about, now.
Right. First thing, you get a bunch of people coming into the store who are frantic because they are trying to repaint everything in their home before guests arrive.
Yes, and that just is crazy.
It completely is where some of the holiday stress comes from.
Yep.
So you've got that.
Right.
And then the second thing you've got is the paint and decorating industry feeding the fire because, you know, paint stores and people like, you know, companies like Benjamin Moore, of course, and in the competitors we won't name, they're still pumping out articles talking about, hey, it's
holidays.
Get ready by painting.
Right.
And so you've got all of this going on. And we know, at least my angle on that, or my take on that, is I know people aren't going to be repainting or shouldn't be repainting an entire home.
Well, who's got the time?
Right. You've got turkeys to make and stuffing and all of those things to do and cleaning to do. But that's not to say that painting is something that you should ignore.
Right.
Because the tendency is, you know, for me and customers I've talked to, they read some of these articles. Now, you do have the people who buy into it and do their whole house.
Yes, yes, yes.
And other ones read the articles and say, who are you thinking we are? Are you insane? There's a middle ground. And that's what we're trying to find here. Because paint will make a dramatic difference.
It absolutely does.
If you are looking at your house right now thinking, boy, I don't know that I'm ready for guests, maybe new paint is the way to go. The thing is, you just need to be smart about how you do it.
Right. Time is short right about now, so you have to choose wisely when it comes to what you're going to paint or how much you're going to paint. You don't have limitless time available at this point.
Right. You just got to be smart. Pick the right space.
Right.
And what we're talking about is just think about your home. Think about what happens when guests come. Which rooms do they radiate towards? Pick that room, the room that the people spend most time in. Is it your kitchen, your dining room, a living room, wherever it is?
Right.
Pick that room and work on that room.
Yes. You paint just a single room and that helps you narrow your focus. You end up spending a lot less because you're not painting the entire house. You have a lot less effort put into it. And most importantly, you have a whole lot less stress and more time for your turkey.
Right. You're just working on one single room. Now, if you don't have time, and a lot of people don't have time to paint a whole room, still consider an accent wall. You know, maybe adding pops of color in furniture pieces that you paint or something like that. You could paint in the backs of built-in cabinets. We talk about that all the time.
It's a great way to do things.
It's a great way to do it. It's
brings
a very quick
in a
way
bit of color.
To bring in some color.
Yep.
Or you could just go ahead. I could just keep going, but why don't I let you speak?
Oh, thanks. Or you can repaint your trim or, you know, touch up your walls, just the little things in that room to make it look like it's been freshly painted, even though you've put in very little effort.
Even the entry door. You know, that's a great spot. You know, the inside of the entry door.
It takes a lot of wear and tear.
It's a little bit cold to be working outside right now.
Yes.
But the inside of that door generally looks pretty bad, pretty beat up. New coat of paint on that can look great.
Right. We're talking about repainting on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we know that that sounds a little bit crazy this time of year, but there are ways to do this, and there are ways to bring in color and making a room feel new and fresh without a whole lot of effort or really a whole lot of expense. So the thing you have to remember when you're doing this is color will speak volumes. It does so much to impact a room. So just a little change of color is going to go a long ways in a room. Yes, your room might already be gray, but think again.
Well, sure. But if the room is gray, you know, in your example, it's very quick to repaint the room with gray again.
Yes.
You know, one coat will get you by. So there's that to be said.
Mm-hmm.
The downside to leaving it the same color is that it can be boring.
Yes.
And here's the deal. When you bring in some color, you know, nothing is going to really impact the feel of a room more than a new color on the walls. It breathes life into the room. It's going to create instant visual interest.
Right.
And most of all, what I think is really interesting is I think it will invigorate your own decorating. Because now you've infused a room with something new.
It sparks creativity.
Everything that you've got, all the old stuff that you've used in that room, suddenly looks new again.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you more excited about decorating. And that's a great time to do that right now as you're getting ready for the holidays. It might give you the energy and the drive you need to really turn that room into something that your guests really notice.
Well, you might rethink your decorations because a lot of people put their decorations in the same spot every year. It's just the way it goes and you get used to it.
If you move stuff in my house, there's a little dust area around it and a nice little clean spot where that used to sit.
Right. Well,
that's how we know where it goes again.
Well, and we always used to decorate for Christmas exactly the same way. Everything went in the same spot every year. But if you bring a new color in, it automatically has you rethinking, well, gee, maybe I can change things up. And so people think you have these new decorations and they think you're just, oh my goodness, you went out and spent a fortune. You're just reusing your old stuff.
Reusing your old stuff. And like we said, the color change just reinvigorates you.
Right. And a great thing we just want to note real quickly here is Benjamin Moore picked their color of the year about a month ago. And they picked red. And how perfect is that for the holiday season? You can bring it in little accessories, things like that. Or maybe even paint a wall that color. It's a fantastic way to bring in new color.
Right. And there are other colors in their color trends palette that all would work. The cool thing about using some of those is that you're setting the tone right now for the new year.
Right.
And you've got one room completely updated with some very current colors.
Right.
So those are a couple of things that you can do, you know, starting small, you know, picking the right room.
Yes.
Using color creatively. Another thing, and this is maybe going to take a little explanation, but remember you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a thing that happens in a lot of homes is that there's one person in the marriage.
Yes.
Who's the painter?
Uh-huh.
And there's another person who does other stuff, you know, they but the paths don't cross.
Yes.
You know, in my home, I do the painting. My wife doesn't deal with it.
Right.
We just met a gentleman at a radio remote this week.
Yep.
And he was telling us a horror story about his first and only painting experience
where
he got the bathroom ready to go and he took a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Just before he even started painting and stepped into the paint tray that his wife had just filled up and set on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So he gets it all over the place, all over his feet, everywhere.
Yep.
Great big mess. He's distraught. So he kind of takes a step back and sits down on the toilet just to collect his thoughts, which is funny in and of itself.
Right.
Except for the fact it's even better because his wife put the other tray with the paint ready to go that she was going to use
on
the toilet. So now he sits in that. And that was it for him.
Right.
Last painting experience he ever had.
Yes.
A lot of people have homes like that. Maybe
yes.
that's an extreme, but maybe you don't want your spouse painting.
Right.
And what happens with that is that you end up with all this work on your own. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get Thanksgiving ready, trying to get the house ready, and then you're trying to clean, or I mean paint.
Yes.
That's tough to do. Tough to wrap your brain around.
It's a lot of stress.
You're going to pull that all off. Exactly. Yes. The thing is, remember, you're not alone. At RepcoLite, we can take that person in your marriage, in the relationship, who can't do it.
So we're relationship helpers.
We are relationship helpers. We can get that person up to speed.
Yes.
You know, maybe we can't get them to the point. I mean, we could, but it depends on what we're working with here. Let's
be honest.
If
we're working with someone, say, like you.
No, there's a lot that we can do by telling you the right tips, tricks, you know, putting the right tools in your hands.
Just the little things.
We can make people comfortable. But also, bear in mind that rolling paint on a wall in a paint project is really a small portion of the actual project.
Yes.
There is all kinds of prep work that needs to be done.
Yes.
And anybody can be trained to do that stuff.
Even a monkey. Yeah, even if they're not really good at cutting in or rolling, have your spouse fill nail holes. Have them wash the walls. There's all kinds of prep that has to happen before you actually put the paint on the walls. So you can do preparing a food while they prepare the room for you to go in later and then swap places.
Right. The bottom line, it doesn't need to be a one-person job. At RepcoLite, we're here to help. We'll get that person in your relationship, in your home, up to speed and able to pull their own weight and feel good about it and have a lot of fun doing it.
Exactly. Now would be a really great time to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because when we come back, we've got a number of late fall projects that need to be completed very soon before the snow starts to come and before it actually stays. Don't go away unless it's to get that piece of paper.
And then make sure you come back really, really quickly.
Great. Hurry back.
RepcoLite and Benjamin Moore present a shout-out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
I'm Tim Elzinga from Elzinga Painting Service. Benjamin Moore is my paint, and RepcoLite is my paint store.
The 6 West Michigan RepcoLite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the RepcoLite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And we're back, and I'm sitting here with my pen and paper that Betsy told me I had to get at the end of the last segment, so she can nag me some more and give me a whole list of things to do, like a parent. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And yes, I know you hate to be nagged, just like everybody else. And yes, I know your life is so very busy, but these things are essential for you to accomplish because they are actually going to help you maintain your home, and they are going to make your life a whole lot easier down the road.
Well, that is very important to me when my life is easier.
Yes,
I like
we're
that
aware.
A lot. Yeah. So, well, no one likes a nag. And no one likes a great big long list of to-dos, usually.
Right.
Accomplishing these things as soon as possible before snow is actually going to make your life easier, like Betsy's saying.
Right.
It's honestly the perfect list of jobs for today. So right after the show, as soon as we're off the air, keep your radio playing, but you could start getting these things wrapped up right now.
Right.
And the first thing that we want to recommend is just go to your garage or your shed or wherever and check the condition of your snow shovels and your ice scrapers.
I think the first step is to actually find them, because some people think that they're in one place and they're actually in another place. And then when snow falls, they
you
can't find them.
You should see what it's like at my house when snow first flies. Normally,
panic?
That's exactly what it is. No, there's no panic, because I go to the garage to get the shovel.
Oh, I know where they are.
And then I realize it's not there. Where in the world? I haven't seen that thing for months.
Uh-huh.
Where could it possibly
right.
be? And then the panic begins to set. Internet panic is a strong word, but frustration.
Yes.
And then what happens every single year, I shouldn't say that, most of the time, literally, I finally do find it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I remember putting it there. I get it out and it's broken.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember, oh, yeah, that's right. I broke it at the end of the season when I was chipping at ice with my shovel, which I shouldn't have been doing in the
right.
first place.
And no one has shovels at that point in the year.
It
They've gotten out the spring stuff.
Very frustrating. So all that to say, Find your shovel now before there's snow on the driveway.
Make sure it's not broken.
Make sure it's not broken. Find the scrapers for your car, the ice scrapers and stuff like that. Do all of that now while there are these items in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because once that first storm hits,
there
the stores
will be
clear out. And you know how the stores function.
Yes.
The minute you're into the middle of the season,
uh-huh.
they've got bathing suits out.
Yep.
And I don't need that right now. I want a shovel because there's snow outside.
Uh-huh.
But we're stocking up for next spring.
Right.
Anyway, find it now. And one last thing here is my kids, I have five of them.
Yes.
And honestly, Betsy, they love to shovel. It's one of their favorite things in the world. They are crazy.
Uh-huh.
But they do love it.
Right.
And you know what is even crazier than all of that? Do you know how many? I have five kids.
Yes.
Guess how many shovels I have?
One.
I have two shovels.
Oh.
One is broken. Really? Seriously? How dumb is that?
Well, yeah, they could have the whole driveway shoveled before you even get home.
I have an army of shovelers, and I have refused to equip them.
Do you rent them out?
But if you have anything like that, a lot of kids love this kind of stuff. Make sure you've got shovels so everybody can help.
Yes. The second thing you need to be doing is getting your snowblower out and oiled. Make sure it's ready to go when that first snow hits. Now, maybe you've already done this, but if you haven't, now is the time to get it out. Change the oil if need be. If you didn't do it in the spring when you put it away, go over it, look for any maintenance issues, you know, flat tires, they tend to happen when these things sit, broken, missing, or corroded shear pins, replace them if necessary.
And then buy extras while you're out doing that, just so you've got them on hand.
Right.
So in the middle of winter, when you go
break
through
one.
A couple of them, you've got them on hand ready to go to keep you moving.
Exactly.
Go ahead, and if you've got a single stage blower, those little paddles can wear out over time.
Mm-hmm.
Check that over. Make sure it's ready to go. Replace them if necessary. And then just overall tighten up bolts and all of that. The rattling, the vibration of a snowblower over time works everything loose.
Right.
So just tighten everything down. Make sure it's ready to go. Go ahead and start it.
Yes.
This is very important. A lot of people go through all of this and then just wait to start it. Get gas in it. Start it up. Make sure it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people forget to take the gas out at the end of the season and they store it with gas in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can gum everything up and make it so that it doesn't want to start in the winter. And you don't want to find that out when you've got a foot of snow on the driveway and you're excited to snowblow.
Yep.
So check it now. If it turns out that's the case, you do have gas left in it and it won't start, you might be able to get by siphoning out that gas, replacing it with new.
Right.
And maybe starting it up. Maybe it's going to work for you. If it doesn't, you might have to bring it in. But again, you want to find that out now rather than when snow's sitting on the driveway.
Exactly. We're talking about our second part of the list of fall projects that you need to do right now before snow flies on the Repco Lite Home Improvement Show. And the third thing that you should be doing is winterizing your lawnmower. You've gotten your snowblower out. Now put that lawnmower away. Change the oil in it, just like you did your snowblower. Have that all ready to go for next spring. Make sure that you take a look at the air filter in it. Make sure you clean off the deck and the blades and all of that stuff, because if you leave grass and clippings and things under there, it's likely to rust. So get it all cleaned out right now.
Most importantly, make sure you get the gas out of it.
Yep.
Yeah, drain as much as you can, siphon as much as you can, and then run it until it quits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will work it out of everything and make sure it's ready to go for fall storage. Now, some people want to store it with gas in it,
right,
and they want to add a fuel stabilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's the case and that's what you want to do, go ahead and do that, but make sure you top off the tank to prevent moisture from getting in there, and make sure that once you've put that stabilizer in there, that you run the engine for a few minutes just to circulate it through the carburetor before storage. And when it comes to storage, store it in a safe, dry place away from a pilot light or anything like that.
Right. A couple last things that are really quick that you can get
done. Make it fast, Betsy.
Everybody.
They're sick of it.
I know. Okay. So you need to shut off the water to your outside faucets.
Yes,
that's very important. Make sure you drain your hoses and put them away. It goes with the faucet thing.
Yes. Put your hoses away, because I didn't and I don't usually.
Yeah.
And then when I grabbed them in the spring, do you remember last spring when I was putting mine away and
yes,
I uncoiled it and it sprung back because it was frozen, hit me in the face, made my face bleed.
Oh, it was hilarious.
It was very embarrassing and it hurt a lot.
Oh, well.
So put your
hoses.
You'll
be smarter this year, right?
Yes, I'm going to put my hoses in the basement.
Right. One other thing you can do is trim your trees and bushes, because there are no leaves, so you can see where you're trimming a little bit better, and you can more readily take out the damaged stuff that may come down in a heavy snowfall or an ice storm.
Get rid of it now before it falls later and causes problems.
Yes.
Like we said, a lot of these are perfect jobs for today. A lot of them can be accomplished very quickly. If you missed anything on the list, you can go to repcolite.com, click the On the Radio tab, and you'll find the show notes for this episode, episode 32, and we'll have the list right there. Now, there's just something about oil-based paint that instills fear in the hearts of homeowners, mm-hmm. right, Betsy? We see that all the time.
Yes.
They don't want to use it, and honestly, they're freaked out when they find it on their trim or their cabinets.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, working with oil-based paint or even around it is easier than you may think. We'll walk you through everything you need to know when we come back. Stay tuned. Repcolite and Benjamin Moore present a shout out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
This is Alex Jansen with Forged by Design. Quality is key, so I choose Benjamin Moore and Repcolite.
The 6 West Michigan Repcolite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. Hopefully you came back after Betsy nagged everybody in the last segment, bossed them around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. So every week we talk to a number of customers who have older homes or furniture, maybe even trim, that they want to repaint. And a lot of times with older things, the concern is that the previous coating on there is oil-based. And when this happens, the same questions always arise. Mm-hmm. How do I tell if the paint on the surface is actually oil-based paint?
Yes, that question is usually asked and there's like a tear
just starting to form.
Because they're already worried that it's going to be.
Right.
So how do I tell if it is?
Right. And it's very quickly followed up by, and if it is, do I really have to keep using oil-based paint?
Right. As we said, these questions come up all the time at Repcolite. So we thought, what a perfect time and an opportunity to address them here.
Right.
And really, we want to start with the first part of that question.
Yes.
How do I determine what kind of paint is on the surface?
Yep.
Now, whatever your situation,
mm-hmm.
don't tune this out, because there's going to be a point in time when you have to paint something or deal with a surface, and you're going to wonder, is this oil-based? Is it latex?
Right.
How do I tell?
Right.
You know, they look the same for the most part. You know, it depends on the finish, but it's very, you can't really tell by look.
Right.
At least it's going to be tough for a homeowner to do that.
Yes.
But there is a really simple, super simple way to do mm-hmm. that, and all you need to do is to get ammonia.
Yep. A lot of people already have it.
And a rag.
Yes.
And ideally, it would be a rag that's a different color than your wall.
Yeah.
And here's what you do. You put the ammonia on the rag
mm-hmm.
and you wipe the wall. I mean, this is really complicated stuff.
You could let the kids do it.
Well, it's ammonia.
Yeah.
So they'd probably touch their eyes or something. I'm going to have my wife
like
do
you
it.
Would.
I always do that.
Yep.
I touch my eyes when I shouldn't be touching my eyes.
Imagine that.
Work in sawdust and then I touch my eyes. I'm really dumb about that.
Yes.
Anyway, you put ammonia on the rag, you wipe the wall down, mm-hmm. and then you check the rag.
Yep.
That's really all you're doing. And we recommend a different color rag, because if the paint comes off onto the rag, some of the color mm-hmm. from the wall, then it's latex.
Yes.
If the paint on the wall softens, or on the trim, or on the piece of furniture softens, it's latex.
Yes.
And we recommend a different color rag than your wall, because it's very hard to see if white paint came off into a white rag.
Yes,
so
it is.
If you have a red wall, use a white rag. If you have a white wall, mm-hmm. yeah, you can use any color rag. I'm not going to boss you. I'm not like Betsy.
Oh, yeah.
But ammonia is a great test. Now, if you go online, or if you ask, you know, some of the older painters out there, the old recommendation was always denatured alcohol.
Right.
Now, that would work as well. The downside, there is a limitation to using denatured alcohol in this test, and it's that a lot of the newer acrylic resins are not affected by denatured alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So you could wipe down a surface with denatured alcohol and have it have no reaction and think it's oil-based, when in fact it's just a latex with a new acrylic resin.
Right.
Ammonia will always work, and everybody's got it on hand. So go ahead and use that.
Yes, exactly. So now that you've done that, now the second question that comes up is, okay, if I have oil, can I paint latex over that? And the short answer is yes, you absolutely can. And just to be clear, we're talking about interior paint on this segment, not exterior paint. We'll deal with that at
a
later time.
It's too cold right now, folks.
Yes, so it doesn't really matter.
We'll deal with it later.
Right. Anyway, putting latex paint over interior oil-based paint is really all about the prep. We harp on prep all the time.
You might even say nag.
Oh, my goodness.
Depends on who's saying it.
Right.
If I'm saying it, then it's just really timely, right. Intelligent recommendations. If it's Betsy, it's nagging.
Right. Well, okay, now I'm going to nag on my next point because I want people to be aware of something mm-hmm. here. If you do have oil-based paint, lead-based paints, which are oil, were used in homes up until 1978. That's when they got rid of all the lead in paint. So if you have a home that is older, there's a good chance that the paint in that home is actually lead-based. And if you're concerned about that, you want to be sure that you're following what the EPA suggests for that. They have a whole website that will tell you everything you need to know about that.
Right. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Right.
And that will help you out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know that it's just regular oil-based paint, not lead-based, but just regular oil-based paint,
yep.
that's what we're talking about, you can cover it with latex.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do first is to start by washing the walls down with TSP.
Yes.
Trisodium phosphate. It's mm-hmm. a good cleaner. We talk about it all the time.
Yep.
It's a degreaser. Wash the walls down with that. And then scuff sand them with a 150 grit sandpaper to a 180 grit sandpaper, somewhere
yep.
in that range. Maybe put it on a pole sander.
Makes it a whole lot easier.
Way faster. Come into the store at Repcolite, ask for a pole sander. It's inexpensive, and it will really cut the time down.
Right. Once you've got everything sanded, then wipe it all down with a damp rag. You want to be sure that all the dust is off of there. Now, I know that there are some things out there that recommend you use a tack cloth. We don't like to recommend that because a lot of times you run into them leaving residue behind, and that can actually interact with the paint that you're trying to put on there. So avoid the tack cloth.
Just use a damp rag. That works out perfect.
Right.
Once the wall is dry, which shouldn't take very long,
nope.
then it's time to prime.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those instances where a primer is strongly recommended.
Right.
And there are a ton of options out there. Now,
yes.
the main thing that we want to stress is that you're looking for a primer that promotes adhesion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are lots of primers out there. There are some very popular ones that people talk about all the time, and that's the one they want to go to.
Right.
But the thing is, that's mainly a stain-blocking primer, and we could even argue about the effectiveness or the quality of that primer.
Yes.
But that's not the point right now.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, you're not looking for a stain-blocking primer in this instance, in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking primarily for something that promotes adhesion. So
right.
what we'd recommend is Insulex Aqualock.
Yep.
Insulex is a company owned by Benjamin Moore.
Right.
And they produce a product, a primer called Aqualock.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for adhesion. It offers a great price point.
Yep.
It's soap and water cleanup.
That's
so
always
that's
a
good.
Bonus.
And it's perfect for areas that would receive, you know, less wear and tear.
Right. Now, if you have an area that takes a bit more wear and tear, perhaps cabinets, trim, something like that, you probably want to go with the Insulex Sticks primer. It has superior adhesion. It's an actual bonding primer. So you want that for those high traffic areas. It is a little bit pricier, but for things like cabinets, it's going to wear a whole lot better.
Right. Definitely the way to go. Once you've primed it and the primer's dry, it's time to top coat. And at that point, you're really up to your choice of latex paint. There are tons of options out there. Just stop out at any Repcolite or Port City paint store and we'll make a recommendation. Or you can email us, radio@repcolite.com. We'll go straight to Betsy and I, and we will get you a recommendation right away.
We will.
Pronto.
Even on the weekends.
Yeah, we do that. On the weekends, we do
we
that
do.
After hours.
Yes.
We have really no social life. At least I don't. I don't know about you. It's limited social life.
Yeah, it seems to be that way, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know your personality. I can't imagine you have too many friends. So
kind of like you.
Yeah. It's a very elite group. That's how I like to describe it. So email us anytime. We'll get you a recommendation and help you with whatever you've got going on.
All right. Just ahead, if you're looking for Christmas gifts from mom and dad, or if you just want to breeze through this upcoming winter, we've got a list of must-have tools and some cool gear that you're going to want to know about. Stick around.
Repcolite and Benjamin Moore present a shout out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
This is Dustin with David Hemicky Decorating. I get my Benjamin Moore paint from Repcolite stores.
the 6 West Michigan Repco Light stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And here we are, the very last segment for the day, which is a little bittersweet.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And as it ends, I'm always a little bit sad to see it over. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. But you do know that I have been waiting all show for this segment.
I know.
Because we are talking about snow stuff.
You have been very fidgety because Betsy loves...
But I've been very patient.
You have been patient. She loves snow, and you're going to find that out as... This segment proceeds, and as the whole winter season unfolds around us, buckle up when it gets to be Christmas time, because she's going to be bouncing off the walls. But the thing is, whether you love it as much as Betsy does or you hate it, it doesn't really matter, because winter's coming one way or another, and if you're staying here in Michigan, you're going to have to be dealing with it.
Yeah, this is what you signed up for. So the good news is that today we have some amazing tools out there, gear, things like that, items that really... You shouldn't be living without that both Dan and I have tried out or discovered in our journey through the winter wonderland that we live in. And we want to recommend them to you because we think it's going to make winter a whole lot better for you this year.
Right. And the first thing we want to talk about is a real exciting topic, shovels. Because nothing, yeah, that is so exciting. But the thing is, as we mentioned in the very first segment, a good shovel is absolutely key when it comes to surviving winter.
Right.
Anywhere, especially here.
Right.
Betsy is from up north.
Yes.
The great
white north.
White north. And so I asked her, what do you recommend? You know, you've lived through a lot of snow.
Yes.
What do you recommend when it comes to shovels or some of these tools? And Betsy was very adamant and very immediate with her answer that there is a particular shovel she says is better than anything else out there.
Yes. We like to call it a Youper Scooper up there.
Which is really fun to say. And everybody should say it at least 2 or 3 times throughout the next couple of hours.
Yes.
Youper Scooper.
Yes. It is not for scooping Youpers. However, it's for scooping the massive amounts of snow that they get. And it really isn't a shovel. It is more like a scoop or a plow or something like that. It's this huge basin, basically, that has a big handle, and you just glide it over the snow. It scoops all the snow from one side to the other, and you dump it. It could not be easier.
Now, to me, I am confused, because if you go online, go to Repco Light's Facebook page right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to be there anyway when we announce a contest later on.
Yes.
So go there right now, and we've got an article that is not the contest article.
No.
That will post at 9 o'clock when the show's over.
Yes.
But there's an article, and we've got pictures of all the things that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
So go check out this Youper Scooper that Betsy's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, like she said, it's a great big scoop with a handle. You walk behind it like a snowblower, and it looks like when that thing is full of snow that it would be heavy, 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 hard to push. But you've used it as a kid.
Yeah, I was like 9 or 10. And
you loved it.
Oh, I loved it. Now, you can't pick the snow up, obviously, but you just give it a shove, and it just keeps toppling over itself, and you really have no problems. Yeah, kids can use it.
Your mom uses it.
Yep.
It's 22 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the particular one that we found, it's actually technically called, at least the one we found online, is a Silver Bear snow scoop. And we've got a link to the website where you can buy it. Like we said, it's metal. And in Betsy's experience, this is a great snow shovel to
fast.
Have. Really fast. And that's all important. Now, that particular one, the metal one, is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
There are plastic knockoffs, you know, in different variations that are anything from $35 on up to this particular metal one that you like, which is $100. And it's Betsy tested and Betsy approved.
Exactly.
Which is important, right?
In my book, it is.
In your book, it is.
In your book, I know it's not. But now we're getting to your tested and approved
thing. Let's talk
to
the stuff that Dan likes
on
the Repco Light Home Improvement Show. And what I want to talk about is a roof rake.
Yes.
Because snow on the driveway is a pain, but snow on the roof can be a concern.
It can be catastrophic.
It can actually cause a lot of damage. That happened to my in-laws on a trailer that they owned for, you know, summer recreation stuff.
Right.
It actually had part of the roof cave in because of the snow.
Right.
Anyway, a lot of us deal with snow on the roof by getting a typical roof rake. You know, just something that you put on the roof, you pull the snow as much as you can off.
Oh, and it's so hard to use.
It's hard to use because you're constantly pulling. As the snow gets deeper, there's more and more snow to pull. If you've ever done it, it's really terrible. Well, I discovered, just on accident, something called an avalanche roof rake. And again, go to the Facebook page, click the article because you'll see it. It's very tough to describe. It looks like a cheese cutter.
Yeah.
On a stick. Yep. A great big one. And then there's this long, 12-foot long, 17-inch wide plastic shroud that hangs off of it. Basically, in concept, it's a wheeled roof rake with a cutting frame. So you put it on the roof. The little wheels sit on your roof.
Yep.
The tarp hangs off of it from the axle, basically, that the wheels are on. And that axle, along with the frame that forms almost like a C shape around it.
Yep.
That cuts through the snow. So you push it up your roof.
Which is so much better than trying to pull the stuff down.
Well, you push it up, it cuts through the snow, and then huge chunks of snow. I mean, it can be 10, 15 inches deep. Well, 15 inches would be tough. But you still burrow underneath it.
Right.
It slides off down that tarp like nothing, like an avalanche. Which is,
That must be where the name came
from. As they were doing it, I was yelling, avalanche, get it. It is so awesome. On the website for this particular tool, they say that you can move a ton of snow in a minute. Now, I don't know if it literally is so, but I moved a ton of snow in a minute.
Right.
It is so fast, so much easier to use.
Yeah.
If you struggle with snow on the roof, definitely something to look into. So go to the website, and you're going to want to give somebody $126 and get one of these. I guarantee it.
Wow, you're Dan Hansen, and you guarantee stuff. Awesome. Well, hopefully you're going to guarantee our next thing, because it's something that everyone should get right about now, because you don't want to get caught going out to your car after work, after we've had a snowstorm, and not having a brush in your car, or a good one where you're not reaching all the way across your windshield with a short little handle and you can't get all the snow off.
Right. And if you've got stubby arms or stubby legs or a combination of both, like
if
I do.
If you're short like me.
Yeah, I can't even reach the roof of my Grand Prix.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I got to jump.
Well, but so this is a cool product for both
of us. It is a cool
project.
What it is it's a snow broom. It looks like a Swiffer.
Yeah. Yep,
only,
it does.
Right.
Without the fabric.
Mm-hmm. It's got a foam head.
Yep.
And that foam head is safe for the car finish. It's safe for the windows and all that. So basically, you can use it on the whole car. There's no bristles or anything like that. It's on an expandable pole. It'll expand up to about 55 inches, the one that we looked at, the one that we tried. And basically, you just use it to squeegee the snow right off of your car.
Yeah.
Very quick. You can get it off the whole car without damaging the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Super fast.
Yes.
Super easy to use. Got to have it. It's $27 or so.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. You got to buy that.
Absolutely.
So we love that.
Yes.
Now let's wrap it up with the last couple of quick things. The gear.
This is the fun part. So I found these mittens that I actually own. And the name is
They've got a wonderful name.
Do you really want the whole name?
Yes, it
rolls off
the tongue.
Superior Snow Calfskin Leather Extreme Cold Weather Mitt.
Superior Snow Calfskin Leather Extreme Cold Weather Mitt.
Yes. They're made by a Canadian company.
Seriously?
Yes. Well,
That's the name.
They're made by a Canadian company, and they were actually designed with the Canadian Arctic winters in mind. And they say on their website that if they are not the warmest mittens you've ever had, that they have a money-back guarantee on them. And let me tell you, they are the warmest mittens I have ever had. My fingers no longer freeze. They will actually sweat in these mittens.
Perfect for snow blowing, working outside. Now, they're mittens, so, you know, you're not going to... If you needed anything where you've got to use your fingers and stuff like
that won't work.
You would need gloves. But
these
are great for snow blowing, for any of those really cold, super cold days. I know for me, gloves, mittens, it's always a frustrating purchase because everything I buy, no matter what it says it's going to do, it's never warm enough or they never last. That's the other thing that you run into.
These will last forever.
That's the beauty of these things. You've had them for several years now and you stand by how warm they are.
Oh, yeah.
And the quality of them is... really, really good.
Yeah, they're leather.
And they're only about, but they're about $40.
Well, but for leather mittens, that's not bad. And with this thick as they are, it's fantastic.
Definitely something to look into.
Yes. Another thing we want to talk about really quickly is good warm socks, because your fingers are warm, but your toes are the other thing that gets really cold. So
I got to say first, folks, that Betsy had to strong arm me to be able to talk about socks on the Home Improvement Show. I just want to voice that. Go ahead.
Yes.
Tell them about the socks that you want to talk about.
Well, because everyone knows that wool is very warm, but it's also very scratchy. So there's this product out there, these socks. They're called Smart Wool Socks, and probably a lot of people have heard of them. They're treated to be itch-free, and they're resistant to shrinking. So you can throw them in the washer and the dryer, and they don't shrink up. They're moisture-wicking, so if you sweat in them, not a bad thing.
That's good.
Yes, they're odor-reducing, so I don't have to deal with your stinky feet.
That will also be an issue.
Yes, and they're antimicrobial.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
It's perfect for me.
And the bonus is they're made right here in the U.S., which I love.
And you have them.
I do
and
have
you
them.
Love them.
I wear them all winter long.
There you go. And that's the whole point of this whole segment, is to just give you a number of items out there that we think made our winters better.
Yes.
And hopefully will make yours better. Maybe it's great items for gifts,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we're heading into Christmas.
Yes.
I know there are a number of things on here that I would like. And children, it was, again, superior extreme cold weather.
Leather. Calfskin
mittens.
Something
those are
like
the
that.
Ones that Dad would like. So
take note.
Anyway, take note. Now, before we go and sign off for the week, we want to get to that contest, because what we did is Repco Lite purchased a handful of some of these items.
Yes,
we bought
the
gloves.
Yep.
We bought a shovel, not the metal fancy shovel, because
no,
we couldn't get it here fast
similar.
Enough. Similar one.
Yep.
A plastic one. Still extremely well reviewed. We made sure of that.
Right.
And we bought the snow broom for your car.
Yes.
So we've got a package of those three items. Mm-hmm. It's $100 or more. It's over $100
over 100.
Worth of stuff. And we're going to give it away to one listener.
Yes.
Now, to enter the contest, all you need to do is go to Repco Lite's Facebook page, mm-hmm. which a lot of you maybe already are at.
Yes.
And wait till 9 o'clock. The
yes.
post will appear uh-huh. magically about the contest. And all you need to do is leave a comment telling us your favorite winter tool that you
yes.
use.
Or now, gear.
Or gear. Or yep. whatever it is. The thing that you use every winter that just gets you through winter and you think is the best thing out there.
Right. Once you've done that, you're entered to win. And we are going to draw the winner next Saturday morning. So you'll have to tune in.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Repco Lite Home Improvement Show. As always, past episodes are online. Check them out at repcolite.com.
And if you have any paint-related questions, you can email us at radio@repcolite.com or send us a Facebook message. We answer questions all weekend long. We've done it this past weekend. So if a store isn't open, you can still get your paint question
right.
answered.
Don't sit around wondering. Don't sit around going to somebody
yep.
else and asking questions. Ask us. It's what
right.
we're here for, and we'll happily answer. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And help you learn to love snow as much as Betsy does.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least get close.
No one will ever get close.
You can at least tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.